Welcome back to this course on mindful sleep. Let's begin by simply arriving together. Allow your eyes to close and gather your attention here in the present moment. See if you can soften the body 5% more. And notice that you're breathing. Feeling the breath as it naturally flows in and out of the body. Oxygenating the body with each in-breath. Releasing stress and tension with each out-breath. And into this space, inviting in your intention. Why are you here? What is most important? In what direction do you want to set the compass of your heart? Listening, breathing, finding a word or phrase to help guide you. And then as you're ready, taking a deeper breath in and out. And as you're ready, let some light back in through the eyes. Stretch your arms above your head. Good. Let's begin. In this session, I'd like to introduce you to one of the most powerful practices I know for sleep: gratitude. Research shows that gratitude can significantly improve our mood, strengthen our physical health, and improve our sleep. The virtue of gratitude has been extolled throughout history and across cultures. As German theologian Meister Eckhart observed, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. I'd like to share an experience of a client of mine. Mary, 53, had faced cancer, enduring 8 months of difficult treatment. She shared that her gratitude practice supported her through it. Each night at bedtime, I thought of 3 things I was grateful for. It could be the delicious dinner my husband had prepared, for which I fortunately had an appetite, or the nurse gently patting my back during a treatment, or my cozy nightcap that kept my bald head warm. When I felt scared, which was a lot, I focused on how grateful I was to have access to the most current and effective treatments. This practice would shift me from fear and isolation straight into gratitude, often to the point of tears. On many long nights, counting my blessings helped comfort me and find calmness and sleep. Across hundreds of studies, scientists have demonstrated the link between gratitude and heightened levels of positive emotions. Gratitude is the foundation of well-being and the source of myriad benefits, including decreased depression, increased resilience, decreased risk of cardiovascular disease, better, stronger relationships. Research also shows that an attitude of gratitude has been linked to improved sleep. You can practice gratitude at night as you prepare for bed. Cultivating gratitude each night will establish a pattern your body associates with preparing for sleep. It can be helpful prior to bedtime to spend 5 to 10 minutes writing in detail about 3 things, large or small, that went by that day. We'll practice this now. So begin by sitting in a comfortable position. Allow the mind and body to settle. And bring an attitude of kindness and curiosity to the present moment. Notice that you're breathing and feel the breath nourishing you, oxygenating the body with each in-breath, releasing stress with each out-breath. And calling to mind 1 thing that you're grateful for today. The more you include sensory detail and particulars, the more you will receive the benefits. Include all of your senses. What did you see? What did you hear? What did you smell? What did you taste or feel? Each sensory detail helps the memory stick in the brain. And then as you're ready, write in your journal what you experienced, this moment of gratitude. As you're writing, see if you can relive it, feel it. And when you're ready, you can let that go and call to mind another moment. Again, bringing yourself right back into the experience, activating all of your senses. What did you see? What did you feel? What did you hear? What did you smell? Feeling the gratitude and then writing it down. Notice how it feels to incline the mind in the direction of gratitude. Where we put our attention is our entire life. So learning to direct your attention toward gratitude is a powerful practice for health. And so calling to mind now one last moment of gratitude. Again, this can be the smallest moment. It could be seeing a ray of sunshine come through the clouds. As you continue to practice, you will begin to notice more moments of gratitude as you go through your day. So don't be discouraged if it's difficult at first to call some to mind. Right now, focusing on this final moment of gratitude. Activating your senses and then writing it down. The gratitude practice is a powerful practice that you can do before bed. Instead of being on electronics right before you turn off the lights, you can write in your gratitude journal. I highly recommend getting a beautiful journal that you can set by your bed and make this a practice each night as part of your bedtime ritual. So take a moment now and pause and reflect on one key insight from this session, one gold nugget you want to take with you. Could be the power of gratitude or that you have choice in where you direct your attention. And then taking a moment to thank yourself for dedicating your time and attention toward greater health, better sleep. Trust that the seeds you are planting will continue to grow. I look forward to continuing with you.